This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea.
Have you ever wondered where all the stuff we buy comes from and where it goes when we throw it out? I couldn't stop wondering about that, so I looked it up.
Now, those are the opening lines of The Story of Stuff. It's a web video that's popping up in classrooms across the country. It focuses on environmental effects of consumer culture. It uses really simple language and these really cute line drawings, but it's controversial. Some parents and teachers say it's biased and anti-capitalist, but some others have embraced it. So right now we have Leslie Kaufman of the New York Times, who's followed The Story of Stuff. Leslie, let's jump right into it. So why is this so popular?
I think teachers were looking for a way to talk to kids about their cell phones and their blue jeans, where they came from and what happened to them after they went away. And this provided a really easy to understand vehicle for that. 20 minutes right to the point, very easy to see and watch and hear.
Well, you know, this continues to really talk about the environmental impact that even kids have on the world.
In the past 3 decades alone, 1/3 of the planet's natural resource space has been consumed. Gone. We are cutting and mining and hauling and trashing the place so fast that we're undermining the planet's very ability for people to live here.
You know, it struck me that in your story that you wrote about this, there's a kid who ponders whether or not he should buy Legos because they're not really going to decompose very naturally. And he ultimately says, I'll just keep them for a long time. That kind of conscious decision making is something that definitely parents love in children. Are parents helping to push this too?
I think so. I think that there are parents who love this video and have shown it to their kids and shown it to each other. Of course, there are also parents who don't like a message which speaks roughly of capitalism, which they support.
Tell us a little bit more about the critique of this as anti-capitalist.
And it is. It's very tough. Capitalist system, maybe for good reasons, maybe not for good reasons. It sees corporations as particularly powerful, and it thinks that corporations have an incentive to have us cut things down and throw things away even when we don't need to. It talks a lot about advertising and television, and those are messages that can resonate both ways with families. Some people find them to be a personal to take, and some people see it as a truth that we have to hear.
All right. Well, Leslie, thank you so much. That's Leslie Kaufman of the New York Times. John, you know, you've got 4 kids, 2 sets of twins. It's a total wonderful thing. But, you know, do you discuss this kind of stuff with them?
We talk about stuff all the time, where it comes from, where it goes, whether we need the stuff that we want, and how to control our appetites that really commercials and the commercial culture encourages kids to, I see that, I want that. It's a very difficult issue in families.
Yeah, I mean, kids just naturally, you know, walk into stores and they see all these wonderful, shiny things, bright colored things. In supermarkets, they put, you know, candy on the bottom, you know, that total coercive technique. You know, do you think that some of those techniques will change in how kids are marketed to?
Well, when you have 4 kids, the play box becomes a kind of landfill almost immediately. So we're constantly recycling toys. There's not a whole lot that's new. I mean, we add new stuff here and there, but a lot of recycling goes on as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents are starting to think about that. Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.